Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Hopefully, listening to my podcast and going to my website, you're seeing that, you know, the lymphatic system is something that we need to really maintain and take care of if we want to help any health problem. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help autism in children by improving the lymph-brain connection. You often hear me talk about this lymph-brain connection. I've been working with the lymph-brain connection for 24 years. In 2015, they actually found lymphatic vessels in the brain. So this is something we really have to think about if we want to help our children have a better life. You know, it's not about curing them. It's really about helping them have a better life. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, you're going to get it today, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explains how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. And these are easy steps. I mean, this is information that children from the age of 5 should be starting to hear about, that we have a lymphatic system and everything we do from eating, drinking, breathing, you know, can affect this system and either make us healthier or make us more toxic. So, you know, we need to start talking about this in our communities and our families. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymph Practic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system over a couple of weeks, and it boosts your immune system, and it naturally improves detoxification to reduce inflammation, and most importantly, it relaxes your body and mind more than you've been relaxed in your life. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness like autism, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. If you have a child with autism, I know you have done your research on trying to help your child on the spectrum. You've become the expert. But I need you to think about pH and the lymphatic system. This is not something that we hear about in medicine, is not something that you hear about in most health problems, but new research is showing that there's a very big connection between the lymphatic system and the brain. So we really need to look at ways to improve our lymphatic system to help our ability to think. In a recent study, researchers found a pH imbalance in brain cells called astrocytes in Alzheimer's. Now, why am I talking about Alzheimer's when we're here talking about autism? Because I believe this imbalance that they found in Alzheimer's is also occurring in children with autism. It really is an imbalance in our brain cells. So scientists at Johns Hopkins Medical say they found new evidence in lab-grown mouse brain cells called astrocytes that one root cause of Alzheimer's may be a simple imbalance in acid or alkaline or pH chemistry inside the endosomes. And the endosomes are inside the cell. They bring nutrients and they bring chemicals in and out of the cell. They help to basically move things in and out of the cell. So astrocytes work to clear, one thing is amyloid beta proteins, right? We hear a lot about that a lot in Alzheimer's. It clears them from the spaces between neurons. But decades of evidence has shown that if the clearing process doesn't work, then amyloid proteins pile up around neurons, leading to amyloid plaques and nerve cell degeneration. So when brain cells are acidic, this is what they found, they cannot clean their waste and they become toxic. So remember that every part of our body, whether we're talking about our brain, our digestion, your skin, is all made up of cells. So we have to start thinking about that we are a cellular being, cells that need oxygen, cells that need nutrition, and cells need to get rid of their waste. But in this study, they found that when the cell becomes acidic, and it's a slight acidity, I think from a 6.7 to a 5.3, that the cell cannot clean itself. And that's happening in every disease. And I believe that's happening in autism. So how do you help balance brain cells? I mean, we just can't open up our brain and, you know, put in some pH and some alkaline compounds and become more alkaline. It doesn't work that way. First, you balance the pH of the body and brain by making little changes, and then you manually improve lymph flow to help circulation and detoxification, because it's not enough just to do one. It's a 1-2 punch. You change the pH in the body slowly over time. You don't do it all at one time. You slowly titrate up to putting a little more magnesium in the body, a little more baking soda, taking baths. It's really very simple things. You do it slowly, and then you start activating the lymphatic system to help this more alkaline pH move deeper into the cells. So we know that there's a big connection between the lymphatic system and the brain. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. We've always been taught that there were no lymphatic vessels directly in the brain, that they were right outside of the membranes of the brain. So, I mean, we're talking millimeters here. But now we know that they found a direct lymph-brain connection. And in 2017, these same researchers, I believe it was the Virginia Medical University, found that the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid was through lymphatic vessels. So that means the cerebrospinal fluid, the fluid that has to maintain the brain in children, infants, and really in everybody, when your lymphatic system isn't working well, then your brain's going to become more toxic, and your cells are going to become more toxic. So that means the health of the brain and its cells is dependent on healthy flowing lymphatic system. The lymphatic system maintains every system in the body, even the brain, directly or indirectly. The health of every part of your body and brain depends on good circulation. And the lymphatic system, this tiny network of vessels and nodes, a complete separate section from your blood system, complete circulation. So that when your lymphatic system in one part of your body can't function effectively, then that part of the body is not getting complete circulation. Now, there's a lot of controversy about the cause of autism. Is it genes? Is it viruses? Is it about chemicals in the environment or lack of oxygen at birth? You know, even been linked to rubella, German measles, in pregnant moms. So all of these things make a difference. You know, if we get viruses, if we get rubella, that makes a lot of excess cellular waste in our body. And that cellular waste can make our body acidic. So to me, we have to start looking at how even immunizations, repeated immunizations, and I know that many children who have autism have not had immunizations, but they've had possibly antibiotics or a fall or trauma. But when a child has immunizations every month for, you know, a few years, it's inflammation every month, and that makes cellular waste. And by the time 15 months comes around, these children can't think anymore because of the waste that's interfering with their neurons. So in autism, we see multiple problems. It's not just one cognitive problem. It's you have a cognitive decline, you have digestive disorders, and you have skin problems, besides other things. The lymphatic system maintains every system in the body. So we have to start thinking about this tiny network of vessels and nodes that we can have control over. In our medical system, they really don't even acknowledge the lymphatic system other than diseases of swelling, like lymphedema. But every health problem is a lymphatic problem, if you understand my information. And it gives us more control over things if we understand this, because the lymphatic system is something that we can definitely control. So the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, helps reduce inflammation and toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and the brain. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with cellular waste similar to log jams in a river, creating a backlog of fluid and waste that creates inflammation and an imbalance in the cells. So the goal is to improve the lymphatic system to reduce inflammation to help balance pH. In my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I use work I developed called Lymphpractic to help clients who have cognitive problems, chronic pain, cancer, heart disease, Lyme disease, pain, or swelling. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to help reduce damaging waste from creating inflammation. lymphatic makes you more relaxed in your body and mind. Most people tell me they've never been so relaxed. It's because I get your lymphatic system flowing and gets your brain flowing, and your brain feels much better. If you live outside of Arizona, please contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. I do this globally. And check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course. It's available now. Detox your lymphatic system. Boost your brain, weight loss, and life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system to improve your health. So it's really important to understand pH or the potential of hydrogen, right? We don't hear about this often, but pH is a scale, 0 to 14. We want to be 7, neutral, about 6.5 to 7.5. Most people are 100 times more acidic at testing at 5. And we want to test saliva and urine. You can, you know, contact me to learn more about this, or go to YouTube, John Ossipinski. There's more about this on there. But we need to know about pH, and you check it with pH test strips. So, you know, make sure you do that. You want to check saliva and urine. So we know that some individuals, especially in autism, do not detox well, and I think this has a lot to do with inflammation and is the lymph system working or not. So this has a lot to do with the pH. If you're acidic, then your body isn't letting up waste easily, and if you're too alkaline, the same thing doesn't happen. So we want to be in balance, 6.5 to 7.5, and that's saliva and urine. So you have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. What foods are you or your child eating? Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? Now, I know diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity, but some kids don't eat but a specific, you know, limited amount of food. So these children need more supplements to help them, right? But you also have to limit processed foods, wheat, sugar, and red meat. These things are creating inflammation in the body. And more alkaline diet, more fruits, more low glycemic fruits, low sugar, and vegetables, a lot more vegetables. Find what your child likes to eat, and we have to limit grains. So, again, does your child drink water? When you give them water, are they actually drinking it? So we need to make sure they're drinking water, because if they're dehydrated, this adds to inflammation. And start supplementing your child's diet with magnesium. I like a product called Natural Calm. It's a powdered magnesium, and it's very bioavailable into the body, and it really is very powerful. And you have to add potassium, baking soda, or daily green drink. Are they taking vitamin D? Omega-3s help reduce inflammation. We want curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric. These are all little things, and it's about reducing inflammation in the body. Now, I'm very big on systemic enzymes. If your child can't take a capsule, you can open them up and put one in an applesauce, but just put it in 1 tablespoon of applesauce, because you'll never get it into, if you put it in a whole cup, the child's not going to eat that whole cup because the enzyme makes it taste horrible. So just give them a little applesauce, put the enzyme in a little bit of applesauce in a spoon, and give that to them and feed them some plain applesauce afterwards. Otherwise, it'll be very difficult to get down in. So enzymes are very important. My idea of detoxification is simple. Balance the pH with a few supplements. Get your child into an Epsom salt bath with baking soda in it, 2 cups of baking soda, 1 cup of baking soda, and 2 cups of Epsom salt, and let them soak for, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. Make sure you watch them in a bath, but this is a way to help detox them. And then you need to get their lymphatic system working by seeing a therapist like myself, or learning to activate their lymphatic system. If you can't find anybody, get them a massage. There are things that you can do to make a difference, but we need to make a wave in your child. And we do that by activating the lymphatic system, balancing pH, and then we create flow in the body, and this cleans much more deeply than not activating the lymphatic system. So there's an acid alkaline food chart at Healthy Lymph System on the bottom of the homepage. You can print that out. If I can help you understand how to help your child, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help Alzheimer's disease by balancing pH. You know, I hope you guys are starting to see that most health problems are due to one imbalance in our body. So if we can help that imbalance by balancing our body and getting our lymph system going, most of our health problems get better. I want to thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Tell someone about our show and about my website and our course. It'll make a difference in their life. Have a balanced and joyful life.